During Lent, we've talked about repentance, being a soul friend, God's all-encompassing presence, our place of resurrection, life through death, and sanctified vision. And our last theme this Wednesday will be generosity. As Christians, we have been created anew to be Eucharistic people. People who live in thanksgiving to God. Thanksgiving for what He has done, what He is doing, and what He will do in Christ Jesus. And this new life is one of hospitality towards others because God has shown us hospitality, giving us a redeemed life filled with His presence and love. A life of hospitality is a life of generosity towards others, seeing other people's needs and struggles and desiring to alleviate them as best we can. It is a life being open to God's generosity through Christ who flows in us and through us so that we can be God's blessings to the world. And to help us with this Christian theme of generosity is Saint Aidan. Saint Aidan was an Irishman by birth, born around 590 AD. He was called a true apostle for his generosity of words and actions, which brought many to be saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Aidan spent his formative years as a monk on the Scottish island of Iona. You might remember the monastery at Iona was founded by Columba that we talked about last week. At the monastery there, he learned the spiritual disciplines of prayer, the studying of scripture, self-discipline, and charity to others. These lessons would greatly shape and impact his ministry and mission in the world. While Aidan was living on the island, King Oswald of Northumbria, anybody know where Northumbria is? Anybody? Northern England? Your wife might know. King Oswald of Northumbria sent for a bishop from Iona to come and teach the Christian faith to his people. Now the monk who was sent to Northumbria returned to Iona angry and frustrated, telling the elders that the people there are just too barbaric. There's no way you could teach them the gospel. As he gathered to plan their next step, Aidan stood up and said to the returning monk, "It seems to me, brother, that you have been unduly severe with your ignorant hearers. You should have followed the guidance of the apostle and offered them at first the milk of simpler teaching, until gradually growing strong on the food of God's word, they could take in a fuller statement of the faith and carry out God's more exalted commands." Aidan's spirit of humility and gentleness and his common sense approach to doing mission impressed the elders. And so they had an idea of who they would send to the Saxons. And they consecrated Aidan as a bishop and sent him out as a missionary. Aidan landed in Northumbria in 635 and set up his mission base on the tidal island of Lindisfarne, which would become known as the Holy Island. Now, Lindisfarne's causeway that is exposed at low tide and submerged at high tide made it perfect for times of isolated solitude and prayer that would be needed for Aidan's great missionary task. Aidan relied on the generosity of King Oswald, who would provide the resources for Aidan's ministry, as well as the translation of the gospel into the native language of the Saxons. Aidan liked to walk among the people there, who received him as one who brought the hope of belief. To the newly converted, he taught the importance of prayer and studying Scripture. He modeled for them hospitality and encouraged them to be merciful and generous with one another. St. Aidan was always quick to see the need in others and try to fulfill that need. He freed the slave from bondage and provided for their instruction at the Isle of Lindisfarne. There are stories from holy tradition of the church that tell of Aidan's joy in giving others gifts that he had received. In one of these stories, the king gave him a fine horse with all the trappings. Of course, Aidan was very gracious in receiving this horse. But seeing a beggar on the road, he gave the horse to the poor fellow. At first, the king was very upset when he found out that Aidan had given the horse that was meant for him to someone else. But Aidan only replied, "King, what are you saying? Surely that son of a mare is not dearer to you than that son of God." And the king was humbled by the saint's words, the gospel message. Another story tells that in 651, a pagan army attacked Bamberg and attempted to set the city walls on fire. But Aidan prayed for the safety of the city, and the winds turned and blew the smoke and fire toward the invaders, causing them to retreat. St. Aidan's simplicity of life, habits of prayer and study, and generosity towards others can still be felt today at Lindisfarne. We hear in the letter from St. John to love not in word or speech, but in truth and in action. And this is how St. Aidan loved. He never turned down someone in need, always willing to give with abundant, generous heart. Aidan lived his life with the same passion and devotion of the first apostles to spread the gospel and to share the grace and love that they received from Christ. And so the source of Aidan's great generosity is the hospitality of God in Jesus Christ. This God-given, Christ-centered generosity has the power to change lives and transform the world. St. Aidan teaches us to give like Christ, give without expecting anything in return, give and give abundantly. Not because of some need of the giver, but simply because we are following Christ. When we give like this and pray with generous, self-giving hearts, we desire to reach out to those in need in concrete ways of love. It means we look at the face of the poor and see a human being that has a name and has dignity. Christ-like giving is surrendering to the love of Christ so completely that we become an outlet for God's love in the world. And experience Christ's love flowing in us and through us to such a degree that we are led to serve those struggling the most in our community and in the world. To give like Christ, which was embodied in the actions of St. Aidan, is to spend time with people in the community, so we know what their needs are. As we leave here today and start our journey toward Holy Week and anticipate the joy of the Paschal celebration of Easter, may we not forget the lessons we have learned this Lent from our Celtic saints. Let's take them to heart and learn from their examples. May we spend more time with Christ daily, so we can experience his presence all around us and be a soul friend to others. Imagine great things with a sanctified vision and be a people of thanksgiving, generosity, and love. Amen.